good afternoon. Welcome to the Nottingham Podcast. Let's start off by saying your name, title, and role at Merlin Asset Management.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Obuchowski, and I'm the founder and chief investment officer of Merlin Asset Management.
Thanks so much for joining us. Can you start off by describing your relationship with Nottingham?
Sure. Merlin Asset Management is a sub-advisor to Fieldstone Merlin Dynamic Large Cap Growth ETF. And that ETF was launched using Nottingham's existing Sirius Trust and with Nottingham's help, and Nottingham also serves as the fund's administrator.
So when it came time to launch your fund, why did you choose Nottingham as your partner?
Well, it's a fairly long story, but I was approached a few years ago by several investment advisors who wanted to be able to use Merlin's investment strategies for their clients. And as most advisors do, they had a number of smaller clients. So they asked me if I could provide the investment strategies in a fund format. So I've done a lot of research about different fund formats and came to the conclusion that an active ETF would be the optimal format to offer to those advisors. And then I started talking to different providers and very quickly realized that Nottingham actually anticipated the idea of active ETFs, and they already filed for a Sirius Trust for actively managed ETFs a number of years ago. So thanks to that, they were able to offer a accelerated approval period.
That's fantastic. How long was the approval period?
Well, from the original filing, I think in December 21st, the FMDG fund launched on August 21st. And I think a lot of that was sort of going back and forth with the SEC. And it was more, SEC was still trying to figure out how to approve, what to ask for. And so it took longer than it would have otherwise, but it was really a lot of the time was waiting for responses from the SEC side.
So, Michael, what is the strategy behind the Fieldstone Merlin Dynamic Large Cap Growth ETF, which trades on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker FMDG?
So, as I mentioned, it was driven, the creation of the ETF was driven by the idea of offering an existing institutional large cap growth equity strategy in an ETF format or in a tax-efficient ETF wrapper. So, it is a very concentrated portfolio of 25 stocks that is using a structured, repeatable investment process. It combines bottom-up, top-down, and quantitative valuation. And the idea is to have a low turnover, and it's benchmark agnostic, so creates the potential for outperformance of the equity benchmark over the economic cycle.
Interesting. So your fund launched in August, is that correct?
That is correct, August 21st.
So since August 21st, how has your partnership with Nottingham benefited both Merlin Asset Management and FMDG?
Well, first, it was a successful launch of a completely new fund. And now we have been really partners in putting together all the marketing materials, so setting up a website and also working with APs who are market makers for the active ETFs. It's much more of a partnership type of relationship, as you know, I am Merlin and I'm the portfolio manager responsible for managing the actual fund, and Nottingham and the related entities manage all the administrative and compliance side of it.
Michael, where can we go to learn more information about Merlin Asset Management and FMDG?
Merlin Asset Management has a website, www.merlinam.com, and there is also a separate website for the FMDG, which is www.merlinetf.com, and there is a lot of information available on those websites.
Great. Michael, any final thoughts related to launching your ETF and your partnership with Nottingham?
I think it's always a challenge to do something new and be ahead of the rest of the industry. When we launched the FMDG, it was the first active large cap growth equity fund available, and surprisingly, it still is. So there are definitely challenges, but also the excitement of actually being ahead of everybody else. And we know that many other companies are planning to launch active ETFs in the future, and it's great to work with a partner who knows how to get these things done.
Certainly, you're a leader in your industry, Michael.
Thank you.
Well, those are all of our questions. Thank you so much for joining the Nottingham podcast, Michael, and best of luck to you and to FMDJ.
Thank you very much.